Our next guest has written a few musical numbers that you just might recognize. This wake-up tune. And a theme with true commercial appeal. And music that always makes my heart race. As you've heard me say week after week after week, our theme music is written by B.J. Lederman. He is the John Williams of public radio theme music. He's just finished his first album. It's called B.J., and you'll hear him as never before.
Sometimes I think of all the times I think about the times I'm thinking about nothing else but you.
B.J. Lederman joins us in our studios. B.J., how wonderful to have you with us.
I'm beklempt. I can't believe I'm sitting here with you after all these years, looking at my gray, balding self in the mirror.
Avoid the mirror. We don't have a mirror in here,
looking
BJ.
At you, you still have all your hair. And
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, my Lord.
I've been to clinics all over the world. Could you tell me the story of when you came here today? I love that story.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've really been downtown in D.C., and when I got to the building, the side of the building was on fire, kind of, you know, the bushes and the brush.
Yeah.
I parked and ran into the lobby, and everybody was running out of the building. The lights were flashing. They actually called a fire alarm the second I get in here.
Yeah.
And so on my way out, I noticed you have a big, beautiful grand piano in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my bag down, and I sat down at it and started playing the theme to Weekend Edition. This is the place where you, and security tapped me on the shoulder.
Fitting somehow, though, if you and I would be trapped in the building somehow, and that would be the end for us, right?
There are less nice ways to go.
Not that I want that to happen.
I have an ending theme. I have a real close theme.
I've been walking the beach all night trying to figure it out. Held aloft by the wings of hope on a wind of doubt.
Why this album now?
We've been together much too long.
I've been writing these songs over the past few decades. Some of the songs on this album are almost 3 decades old, and some of them are 2 or 3 years old. Before, I'm playing in this cover band and that cover band and having a great time and going across the country. I've been enjoying my life. That's the short answer to the question.
That's a good answer.
And while you're enjoying your life, you know, John Lennon says, life is what happens when you're making other plans. But to me, life is what happened when I was enjoying my life. You know, I'm sorry, John, but that's the way it was. The Randall Bramlett Band, who's the backup band.
Yeah, they're from Athens, Georgia.
Right.
And Bela Fleck.
And Bela Fleck.
The greatest picker.
He let me come to his home studio in Nashville. Nashville. And produce him on 3 of these tracks that I had written in the 80s. In Nashville, there is a festival called the Leaf Festival, Lake Eden Art Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And Bela was playing with his wife, Abigail Washburn. And my assistant, whose name is Barbie Angel, and yes, she is, said, I want you to meet somebody, and dragged me backstage. And I met him, and she looked at me like, this would be a good time to ask him, would you like to be on the album? And he knew who I was, because, of course, he's an NPR listener, as he should be. And the rest was just, he said, send me some stuff. And he picked out 3 of, you know, I had like 10 of these cuts, already pre-mixed. He played to pre-mixed stereo tracks.
Oh,
and that's what you got.
In many ways, the star of this album is your mother.
Sorry, Mom.
PJ, don't buy or eat romaine lettuce. It's totally coli. Regular lettuce is okay, but not romaine. This is
your once-a-day
loving mother calling you.
Bye-bye. If you were alive today, certainly Dad, it would be whispering in my ear, put the damn thing on the album, son. It's going to sell copies.
Yeah, I adore it.
My vaudeville dad, put it on there.
No, Sammy, don't do that. Do something about this boy. BJ!
DJ, have you talked to our exterminating company about setting off a bomb in your house?
Oh, no, not that.
The company called National Exterminating. They take care of fleas and things like that. You probably have to leave the house for several hours. But to get rid of lice, it's a serious thing. I think you should do the ultimate. That's my advice.
Her voice. Well, what's it like for you to hear a voice after a few years now?
It's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an only child. I was the only surviving triplet.
I knew that.
You did know that. Yeah. Okay. You know, I asked her, did you have a funeral, say, for the other two? She said, no, we didn't. You know, back then we didn't know nothing about nothing. She said she was happy that she had one healthy child. And, you know, she gave me her all. I had the best. And hearing her voice, you know, there's some guilt.
About?
About the guy that I was at times. You know, I'm like an extremely flawed individual, dude.
Oh, but BJ, you're human. There's a difference.
Okay, then I'm extremely human. I'm an excellent driver. I'm extremely human.
But mothers love that.
At the end of the day, I did the best I could, and I think, I know they were proud of me.
Yeah, but they should be.
I know they were proud of me.
I mean, that's a blessed life, BJ.
Oh, boy. Yes, I'm the luckiest composer on the planet. It's the perfect storm of being at the right place, at the right time, with the right bunch of chords and a good melody, and a Fakakta name, and some great producers, you know, early Jim Russell and Jay Kernis, and it all just came together.
Yeah. Is there a song you want to point us to that we can play as we depart this interview?
Yeah. On this album, I had to put a few songs that embody what I'm trying to do here. Mm-hmm. And it's what John Lennon was trying to do when he wrote Imagine. So the last real song on the album is called Praise One Another.
Praise one another. Worship one another. Love one another and the whole round world will be fine. Praise one another. Worship one another.
BJ, this is a genuinely great song.
Thank you.
I'm going to call it the second greatest song you've ever done.
Well, you know, you may say the third and the fourth and the fifth are on the bloody album, too. I think that they're all pretty good.
I have a favorite one. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. Wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.
The one and only B.J. Lederman. His album is called, you can remember this, B.J.
And can I do one thing?
Yeah.
And our theme music is by me.
You got